morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you, my friends. This marvelous Monday, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, and I've got Terry here in the studio with
me. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Thankful to have you here on this Monday.
Happy to be here.
Wow, what a weekend. Certainly lots happening throughout not only Oregon, but throughout the United States. And there's so much news. And even though most of us have turned off the mainstream news, mm-hmm. and even our long lost friend now, Fox News, we've had some of you say, hey, why are you still playing Fox News at the top of the hour here at our station? And we signed a contract, actually, to have Fox News be our news source at the top of the hour. And we're looking at that and maybe some other options. So thank you for your feedback. I certainly appreciated this weekend connecting with so many of you at the Defeat the Steal rally that happened this Saturday. And I want to give a shout out to all the organizers, certainly Megan Marie and Brad Morrison, for your effort and work. And I want to say thanks to all of you that came out in the pouring down rain. And I was so thankful. Terry, you had to work, so you didn't get a chance to join
us.
But you were watching via video and when I showed you pictures and things. But it was so amazing to see the hearty, patriotic Oregonians from all over the state show up. And I was moved by a whole group of folks that came up from the southern part of Oregon, like the Eugene area, in a whole Trump train with trucks and cars and flags. Mm-hmm. And it was incredible to see the enthusiasm and just the willingness to say, look, not on our watch. We're not going to stand for this anymore. And there is so much going on. And I know there's this week, I have had kind of some naysayers. I have a Facebook page still. I'm working on getting some of the others. I have a Parler. You can find me at Parler at Good Morning Stacy Ann at Parler. And I'm working on some other opportunities. But I have a Facebook page, and I'm always sharing stories that are relevant, that have good sources, to educate my friends on my Facebook page. And I have every once in a while people poke back at me and say, I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe it, you know, even though the facts are right there in front of them. And it's interesting because I just told this one friend, okay, amigo, buckle up, because this is the week. I really get a sense that this week we're going to, even starting today, we're going to see some things. And Terry and I talked about, well, what do we want to talk about today? And I think, again, that comes down to, and I talked about this even from the stage, the two documents that are so incredibly important to me in my life, and I've said that here before, and it really is, should be, in my opinion, my honest opinion, every American's life, is the Constitution in one hand and the Bible in the other, as guidebooks on how to live our lives in freedom and in liberty. And we're going to get into the bottom of the hour as we talk a little more about the Constitution. We're going to talk a little bit more about who gives us our liberty. And we're going to bring in some sources and some information. And then as we go into hour two today, just kind of setting all this up, we want to hear back from you. As we go into the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to take some phone calls and things from you, because I'm sure you're sorting and sifting like we are all of the information and trying to figure out what's accurate and where do we go from here? And our lives are impacted. Again, we've talked about that. Elections have consequences, and our lives are impacted by those closest to us making the decisions. And I just want to say congratulations and thank you to our county commissioners here in Marion County. I mean, they really are watchmen and women on the wall. And I've watched them kind of push back and go, hey, the numbers don't make sense, Governor Brown. You're shutting our whole state down. And I'm looking at these graphs and it makes no sense, especially on our restaurants and our gyms and things that. They're on the graph. And I don't know if I've had a chance to show this to you, Terry, but on the graph, and we'll put this up on Facebook as well, it shows that restaurants are a minimal place where people have been catching the virus. You know, correction facilities, and again, continuing to see long-term care nursing homes, those places are the highest areas of contagion. Mm-hmm. And yet they're shutting down restaurants and gyms. And I know a manager, we just had her on the air last week, Michelle. And of course, we've got lots of friends who are operating restaurants throughout this area. And I think it's important that we touch base with these folks, friends, because even this morning we're going to talk about some things about defeating the steal, not only, and this is what I loved about the whole idea of defeat the steal. It wasn't just about this election that we're walking through with President Trump and all of that, but it also has to do with the fact that, you know, we're getting our liberties stolen from us, and we don't even maybe even realize that we're kind of getting comfortable now wearing masks because we're doing it on behalf of the businesses. We want them to stay open, so we'll wear them. It's like a frog in boiling water. We are slowly losing that willingness to stand against the grain. And so my question to you is, what are we going to do about it? Would you be willing to stand up and stand with these businesses if they decided to stay open? And we're going to get into a little more of those kinds of discussion now. There was also a rally this weekend in D.C. Did you get a chance to see the pictures? Oh, my goodness. You know, I have marched in D.C. Two times now with the folks at the pro-life rallies in January. I've stood up and stood with and side by side, and it's quite a march. And every year, thousands and thousands of people from around the country stand for life around the Roe v. Wade time. And it never gets any kind of media attention, none whatsoever. And I have not seen pictures like this since my time in the pro-life marches there in D.C. And it says that over a million marched in D.C. today. And guess what? No businesses were looted, no riots, no mobs, no bricks thrown, no cocktails were lit, no buildings were burned down, and no Biden supporters hunted down and killed, no churches were burned. We are not the same, and the pictures are incredible. I'm going to put this up on our Facebook page, too, because it's incredible to see the helicopter view, in a sense, of all the people marching. And I think we had a phenomenal crowd as well down here at the Capitol, given the fact that it was pouring down rain. And
people are dedicated. They're mm-hmm. not going to let a little bit of Oregon drizzle slow them down. You know how.
And that what was beautiful about this is there were a lot of tents, too.
Oh, really?
A lot of pop-ups and things so people could stand underneath and get some relief. And I had an opportunity to kind of be one of the last speakers. So by the time I got up there, I was a little cold. And
oh,
I had a great conversation with a gentleman with the Salem Business Journal. And he's like, you know, it's kind of a mental thing. We just tell ourselves we're not cold. And I was like, I'm not cold. But I was cold. And it's a different kind of cold than South Dakota. South Dakota is more of a dry, mm-hmm. hard to explain. It gets cold there, but it's a different kind of, and the wind. We didn't have the wind. So it was definitely not for the faint of heart on Saturday, but it was so worth it. And when we talk about why these things are important, why it's important to gather like that and let our voices be heard, or let it, even though it feels like it's falling on deaf ears, mm-hmm. there is a esprit de corps. There is an encouragement that happens. By the time I got up there, even though the crowd had dwindled from when we were first there, by the time I got a chance to speak, these were the folks that were in it to win it, right? They were the remnant. They were the ones with grit. And it was so good to recognize the veterans, the people in the community who've sacrificed, you know, and to recognize them there. And there were people who were very passionate about showing up and saying, what can we do? And that's kind of my question the last couple of weeks. Where do we go from here?
Well, the thing about all this passion, it doesn't stop there at the steps. They carry it home with them. Mm-hmm. They take it into businesses. They talk to their friends about it. So that's just setting a fire there.
Mm-hmm.
And then it spreads throughout the community. That's the most important result gathering.
And just a reminder that the power of the people, and you and I have talked about this, we have the power.
We've forgotten.
We've been masked and muzzled and all of those things. And what are we going to do about it? Where do we go from here? And one of the predictions that I had prior to the election, I think I even put it out there the day of the election, my prediction is that the media will lose this election. And the media is losing in a big way. And one of the things I think that we can be effective, I believe, you and I, my friend, is by continuing to hold the media's feet to the fire. Every time I put a post, and we're talking social media now, on anything in regards to the election, if it isn't taken down, even if it's truthful, it will have a big old tag at the bottom of it that says, Joe Biden is the president-elect, blah, 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 blah,
no,
blah,
no,
blah, blah.
I X that out.
And
every time I
X it out,
first
too, but
do,
it's there every time. And it's like the subconscious thing, like we need to just get along to go along, just accept that Joe Biden is the president-elect and go on to the next thing. And friends, I don't accept it.
I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's not certified.
Official's official, but it's not official.
And we're going to talk a little more about that as well as we continue on the discussion. Let's give an update on the weather, Terry. Talk to us a little bit about what to expect for the weather. It's currently 7:17 in the morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. So glad to have you along on this Monday. We have a lot to sort through and sift through this morning. But our weather, it's pretty much typical Oregon,
yep,
right?
Yep, we've got rain at least this morning through noon. That's what they're forecasting. And then it's going to chill out for a little bit. High today, almost 60. So that's a good thing. Now, starting tomorrow, more rain. And that's going to continue until Friday late. And then it drops down to about 25%. Temperatures, that's going to be interesting. Friday, the low is 33. Mm. Saturday, the low 36. So it's going to get colder, and then it's going to get drier.
Is the sun going to peek out at any time this week at all?
Yeah. You can, whenever the cold temperatures happen like that, that's usually because the clouds have broken, and the earth releases the energy into the air. So it's clear skies, but cold skies.
Okay.
So we'll see some sunshine.
Continuing to do the layering thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You definitely want to do that.
Always a fall thing to do. And we are moving through this week. You know, Saturday is Supermarket Saturday, and this is when we all get together and we collect food.
Your ad sounds good, by the
way.
Oh,
thank you, honey.
I just heard it again. I was like, hey, I know her.
Yes, so Supermarket Saturday is coming up on the 21st, and Terry Soule and myself and other KSLM staff will be there to collect your food to help the food insecure in our community, along with Salvation Army to benefit them, Safeway on Center Street, and it's going to be a wonderful event. And right now, of course, grocery stores are open. So I don't think any of the mandate that is affecting so many businesses and things, I don't think that's going to affect us. So right now, as of right now, our Supermarket Saturday would be something that you'd be able to do.
Yeah.
Yay,
you know what,
Saturday.
Guess what I'll be doing Saturday?
You'll be selling motorcycles.
That's right. That's Salem Harley-Davidson. Little plug there.
You get to do that on the weekends. Our weekends are actually Sunday and Monday together, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why you get to come into the radio with me on your day off. So we've got that going on. I know there were several other organized efforts to help with toy runs, things like that. And I know that has been, those things are going to be amended because some of those are based on going to restaurants, right, and pubs and things. And that's all getting adjusted. So we're going to get some more information on that to keep you informed. But moreover, we just want to hear what's going on with you. Send me an email if you have an organization, nonprofit, church doing an outreach. We'd like to put that information and share and partner with you. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this.
See you in a minute.
Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry.
Hello, good morning.
And we want to say thank you to today's show sponsor, Dave and Paige Smith, Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you in your real estate needs. If you're looking to do something different, maybe you're looking for investment income and you want to buy property, perhaps you're wanting to downsize or upgrade, they're the ones to help you. And I'm excited because Dave Smith's going to be in the studio tomorrow. He has done some research and things on what's going on with the election, the voter fraud and the election craziness. And I'm excited to have Dave on the show to kind of walk through some of that. He's a good little researcher and he's got some good facts and information. And it is interesting. You may or may not have heard. And again, it's sorting through and sifting through all the news stories and where are we at? Because there's a lot of disinformation, misinformation. And even just looking at, as I read this story, and the story is coming from Fox News, but it's showing all the electoral votes, which we know for certain that now Alaska has gone to Trump. You know, a lot of the North Carolina, a lot of these states have shifted despite what they say. And I love the reports, and I just put it as my background on my Facebook page, that shows the gray states, and they don't even count them. Yeah. And that's the way it should be until it's official and each state certifies. But a Pennsylvania judge ruled in favor of the Trump campaign last Thursday. You may or may not have heard about this, ordering that the state may not count ballots where the voters needed to provide proof of identification and failed to do so by November 9th. State law said voters have until 6 days after the election. This year, that was November 9th, to cure problems regarding a lack of proof of identification. After the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in ballots could be accepted 3 days after election, Pennsylvania Secretary of State submitted guidance that said proof of identification could be provided up until November 12th, which is 6 days from the ballot acceptance deadline. That guidance was issued 2 days before the election day. The court concludes that respondent, the Secretary of State, in her official capacity as Secretary of the Commonwealth, and of course this is moving around on me, basically it's just saying that no, you cannot be changing the rules of engagement after, especially after the court has said that this is how it's supposed to be. And so there is some good wins going on right now for Trump campaign. Right, what do you got?
I was reading this popped up on my feed, and it talks about, it says a Trump lawyer, Sidney Powell, and quote, "We're getting ready to overturn election results in multiple states." And then she starts talking about, look, I wouldn't put this out there unless I had facts. She talked to Fox Business. She said that, she says, adding that she has enough evidence of election fraud to launch a widespread criminal investigation. And she's like, I don't make comments without having the evidence to back it up. Mm-hmm. I mean, as an attorney, that's putting your whole career. Why would she would never, I would imagine, sacrifice her own occupation
exactly
and just throw some stuff out there,
you know? And here's the thing, that's
just, I'm ready for some action, man.
I know, and it takes some time. The courts, I know, we were like, how are they getting away with this? And the longer, I think in their mind, they keep telling the lie, or keep, you know, saying that he's the president elect and the transition team and etc. Here's what something
I want to see some things hit.
Yeah,
I think
this is the week that things are going to start hitting. It's been enough time, and my understanding is after the 10th of November this year, they have so many days before, like, even the AG Barr can get involved. There are some things in play legally that it's got to kind of sift out a little bit.
They're driving me nuts.
I know. We want some results now. It's like going through the drive-thru. We want our food right now, and we want it really hot, right? That's the dilemma of 2020. But here's something that's interesting, because there's been this huge, huge, well, we've got the president-elect, and rumor has it that even Governor Brown's, like, chief of staff or key staff member has now gone to Biden's camp to help with this transition. And here's something that's interesting. Subcommittee on Governmental Operations ranking member Jody Heiss, Republican out of Georgia, today wrote Emily Murphy, Administration for the General Services Administration, correcting Democrats' misrepresentation of the Presidential Transition Act of 1963 and calling on GSA to adhere to the Constitution when ascertaining a president-elect. Here's what they say. Contrary to complaints issued by the House Oversight Democrats, the GSA has followed the letter of the law. State governments certify election results, not the media and not political parties.
That's
surprise,
right.
Surprise. When the election is certified, we will fully anticipate GSA to take appropriation action as necessary. Until then, our priority must be on ensuring that this race was fair and free election and with an honest count, said Government Operations Subcommittee Ranking Member Heiss. In the letter, Heiss outlines the three situations there is not an apparent president-elect. All three situations apply to the 2020 election. Ooh. The GSA administrator should determine the president-elect based on Constitution, past precedent, which both indicate there is not an apparent president-elect. Government-funded transition assistance can only be provided after GSA has made a determination. And it's interesting, this whole letter, long letter going to the House members of the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. See, they're trying to push. Give us those resources. We want to start our transition team. It's like, ho, wait a minute. Right. We don't have a certified, there's no precedent, all of these things. And again, this is amazing because this is proof. And when you're in conversation, and I know a lot of times Jeff talks about in the earlier hour mm-hmm. about persuading the persuadable. So many times in conversation, even on social media, since we can't see each other face to face right now, they're like, it's be done. It's done. It's over with. Get over it. Let's work on unity. Let's all get along, Right. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. It's not done.
Yeah.
And so then my question, Harry, we have about a few seconds to talk about this, is that when these folks realize that their president didn't win.
Right.
And I'm talking about Joe Biden, because they're so set on it. And the media is how insincere and how horrible is the media in setting up that's a dirty trick to set them up. What are they setting them up for?
Yeah.
Civil disobedience, some kind of rioting or something, right? That they're going to throw a big fit.
When sit on the ground and pound their fists and kick and
we thought
squall.
when Trump won last time and all the emotional outbursts that happened, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Like I said, this week, it's all starting to culminate this week, certainly.
It's going to be a big week, I hope.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together with Terry.
Yay, good morning.
We're going to get into some of our Constitution here in the next segment. Hold on, buckle up. It's going to be fun. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
The skinny on local news.
Oh, Terry. He wants us to be, what do you want us to be?
K-Slim, the skinny on local news.
Oh, my.
Yep. No fillers.
Oh, I love it. No fillers. That's very good. That'll keep us going this morning.
Think they'll
I don't know. I could pitch it at the staff meeting today. What do you think? We're continuing on in the conversation this morning, and there's a lot. Over the last 3 days, the last couple weeks has just been, and the last 8 months, where do we stop? I'm starting to see memes and things about 2021 and like, just skip this year altogether. Let's just move ahead.
I saw one that said Thanksgiving in 2020, and it was a turkey chasing a guy on a motorcycle.
Oh, boy.
It was fantastic.
Oh, yes. And everything that we know continues to be upended. And we want to talk a little bit about in this segment, I want to get into the Constitution, but here is something that, again, we've been talking about the national election. Certainly there was a demonstration in D.C. where a million people came and filled the streets of D.C. in support of Trump, and he got in his car and he went through the crowd and waved at everybody, I just love his always wanting to connect to people. And the interesting thing that I remember when he was elected, and I got a chance to go to his inauguration, couple things is, really when he was elected, he upended both parties. He distracted and disturbed the swamp on both sides. And you mentioned something earlier today. We were communicating a little bit about the frustration of this ongoing, that really it's Republican or Democrat in the parties. There's trouble on both sides. Really, there is.
Right.
And I really think we need to make the main thing the main thing. And what I like about Republicans compared to Democrats, when I look at the two parties, and right now we're in a two-party system, right, is that Republicans in their charter anyway and in their values, they say, as a Republican Party, these are the things they stand for, and they stand for life. And I have not known a president, not in my lifetime, that lines up so well with the Republican Party, standing up for faith and freedom and liberty, standing up for life, protecting, defending life. You know, that's pretty incredible. And he was outside of this whole system. He didn't, in a sense, carry the water. For many years, he was friends with many of the Democrats. And it's interesting. So the Democrats impeached President Trump from unverified and proven false information from unanimous whistleblower and someone who's no one knows.
That was a big waste of time, waste of money,
went nowhere. They later determined it was Colonel Vindman and confirmed this information as hearsay.
You don't see that on the news.
But they don't want to investigate this election where hundreds of sworn affidavits, people that are putting their career on the line
and putting their freedom on the line. Mm-hmm. You'll go to jail.
And as election fraud, and there is actual proof that dead people voted, like 120-year-olds. That should have, I mean, it's, so it makes you continue to go, And then we go back to our wonderful Constitution and us knowing our rights and that we need to stand for them before they're taken away. And in the Constitution, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances.
You don't have to have a permit to assemble.
No.
Nope.
And so the Oregon State Constitution, Oregon Article 1, Section 26, says this. Of the assemblies of the people, instruction of representatives, application to the legislature, no law shall be passed restraining any of the inhabitants of the state from assembling together in a peaceful manner to consult for the common good, nor from instructing their representatives, nor from applying to the legislature for redress of grievances. And look at all the blockages that are happening. We haven't even been able to attend some of these meetings. There's been a lot of closed meetings. There's a lot of decisions being made through executive order under the emergency clause. Laws being created and rules, not really laws, but under this mandate. And people are wondering, what are our rights?
Well, let me just read this to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is called the first thing you need to understand, and I get a lot of this information, if not all of this information, from Carl Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Miller, look him up. I printed out his lectures, and this is what I read from, because he puts it in plain language. He says, the first thing you need to understand is Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution. This is known as the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. Basically, what it says is this. This Constitution and the laws of the United States shall be made pursuant thereof, and the treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. The judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary are notwithstanding in law. Okay? Notwithstanding in law. That means they don't exist. So the state and emergency orders and anything that goes against our rights, not rights given to us by man, but rights given to us by God, shall not stand. So, well, she's declared an emergency. Sorry, that don't count. It goes against our constitutional rights. It has no power.
Well, and the conflict that the business owners have, when you think about the gym owners and the restaurants and the bars.
Here's the difference, okay? Contract. Even in the Constitution, it says, look, contract trumps your rights. I'll give you an example. You go to work for a company and you sign a document that says, look, I will not share your secrets. All right. You signed a contract that says, I will not share your secrets. You leave that company and you go out there and you start writing all this stuff down or telling people about their secrets. Well, they go and they bust you on it. And you're like, well, I have freedom of speech. No, because you are under contract.
Mm-hmm.
So these businesses, what'd they do? They signed a contract with the state, with the city.
Mm-hmm.
So they fell under those because they wanted the rights and privileges and things they could get from the cities and the states.
Like having an alcohol license, video lottery and things. And
yes,
so the biggest threat, I don't know what the gym.
They're under contract.
What the gyms are under contract with.
Health department?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Here again, Planned Parenthood in Salem, they do operations.
Yeah.
They kill children in the womb.
Yeah.
And they're under no oversight at all. No permits, no anything. They can continue to do so. And yet a bar or gym, it's not equal protection under the law.
I don't understand that at
all. It makes no sense. And there's a lot of picking winners and losers in this. And bars and restaurants cannot be open. And yet still preschools can and children going to school. I mean, hairdressers, they don't call themselves dressers anymore, stylists, as well as massage therapists, all that's still okay, but it's very, very concerning to me.
I saw a thing the other day, and I'm not sure where they got this from, that it said something about, okay, for Thanksgiving, you can only have six families or six people
in your family, right. Two households.
So, but they said, but a funeral can have 30.
Oh, wow.
Right. So this gentleman wrote, I'm going to be having a funeral at my house for our pet turkey. And I want all y'all to come. And food will be provided or something. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Okay.
Problem solved. Sometimes you have to work around this foolishness.
I've watched a lot of people say that they're just going to do a protest.
Yeah.
And pass the turkey, that kind
That's
of thing,
right.
That they're going to have a
protest.
Family protest.
Yeah, family
and some
protest.
Families, you know, particularly around here, I know a lot of people that have, their children are all grown, they're empty nesters, and they get together at the holidays.
Well, there's few chances a year they actually take time off. They got time off from work. They get together. I mean, it's the
mm-hmm.
normal stuff.
Yeah.
That's been happening for years and years. Now, here's my question. The governess, she's like a... I'm not asking, I'm telling.
Oh, yeah, we need to get that audio clip.
That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So my question is, and she said, well, I'll be working with local law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. And they came out and said, well, we'd rather just educate before we have to, you know, do anything else.
Her authority does not oversee Salem Police Department. Her authority does not oversee our sheriffs. Her authority is the Oregon State Police.
Yep.
And I promise you, the Oregon State Police have many other things.
Lots of other stuff. When people are out mm-hmm. there doing crack and cocaine now in the streets legally, right? They've got other concerns.
And yet you don't wear a mask. So the Oregon State Constitution, Article 1, Section 9 says, unreasonable searches or seizures. No law shall violate the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable search or seizure. And no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or thing to be seized. Mm-hmm. So I would say have your Thanksgiving, enjoy a wonderful time with your family and your friends. And there's a brave Clackamas County individual elected leader who said, I'm having Thanksgiving, y'all come on down. She's
well,
like,
and here's the thing, if anybody wearing a uniform with a badge or a shows up at your door, you don't have to open it.
That's the other thing.
That's
most people don't
you don't
know.
Have to acknowledge. You don't have to open it. I have, in my life, had someone show up at my door. I'm like, you know, and he's all knocking hard and all this sort of stuff. And I said, state your business. Well, I'm looking for such and such. And I said, no one here answers any questions without counsel present. And he's like, well, who are you? I said, citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And he just walked away because he knew I wasn't playing that.
And he has no authority.
He had
but
no
ideally,
authority to open the door.
Most of us want to go along to get along. We
nope.
don't cause any problems.
Don't
but
do that.
We have to be aware that there are people with a plan, and all they have to do, it's kind of like what I'm learning about Antifa, is they're agitators, agitators, agitators until someone responds, and they're right there with video to make it, and then they turn it on you.
Yeah.
They make it look as if you're the one causing the problems, and it's really them, and you're just responding or defending yourself, and it's very difficult to prove it differently.
Uh-oh.
We're having a great discussion.
That,
the time's going so fast. Yes, we're
going
to continue the conversation, and at the top of the hour, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to open up the phone lines.
We'd love to hear
from
you.
We want to hear from you in the 8 o'clock hour. Like, how is this affecting you? What are your thoughts? Yes, if there's someone that has mm-hmm. some legal insight, that would be awesome
prior
too.
Prior law enforcement? That'd be wonderful.
KSLM, Reliable News Talk Radio, news that you can use on this Monday and every day. Terry and Stacy hanging out. We'll be
back
after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together. on this marvelous Monday. I'm Stacey Ann with news that you can use. We're here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you. And I want to say thanks to all of you that came out over the weekend and stood in the rain and listened to a wonderful lineup of speakers reminding us that the power is in the people and that what we can do by standing together and truly making a difference. And my question to you, and this is something that I put up on our Facebook page, you know, and have talked about it, is about history and civil disobedience. You know, the governor has said, I am not asking you. I am telling you.
Oh, boy.
I am telling you not to have Thanksgiving. I am telling you to stay in your house. Wear a mask. Wash your hands. You know, all of this stuff. Oh, exactly. And I've seen some pretty funny memes. And if you know me, friends, in fact, I had a wonderful conversation with one of our listeners, and she's going to become a fast friend and certainly a prayer warrior. And she's like, you know, you are a little bit of a Pollyanna.
Well,
and I am, but I also have a way of kind of telling people to go, you know, where, and they enjoy the trip. So
right.
I think it's important, friends, that we do our part. We need to roll up our sleeves and be a part of the solution, because no governor, I don't care who you are, you have no right to tell me who and who I cannot have in my home and cook dinner. And it's just beyond comprehension. And also, by the way, no governor can restrict your free travel. Hello.
No. Again, you've got to, well, here's what irritates me. It's like we know this. We know they can't do that. But I feel like I want some attorneys out there. I want some people that are, I'm not skilled in the Constitution, but I want some attorneys to come out there and say, no. And anybody call me if anyone gets a ticket or a citation, because I would love to take this state to court and win. So I just wish there were some people standing up instead of...
Well, and I do know of, and I've been in conversation with one of the lobbyists with the Restaurant Association and the Beer and Wine and Tourist Type Associations, and I said, where's the outrage and what are people doing about it? And he did share there is a kind of a pro-civil disobedience. There's a kind of a tavern pub in the Portland area that says, we're not closing down. We're going to end, but they're doing... they're going to do like delivery takeout and alcohol takeout or whatever, because they want people to be able to have those resources. And it's just, it's like if the gym owners got together, if the restaurants and pubs got together and lined up, and if we had a good alliance and a good group of people of, you know, significant numbers, and I'm saying 20, 30 people say, no, not on our watch, we're not doing it. I'm telling you, there's not enough OSP and it's not a priority. I mean, it's just like, what is the end here? What is the goal?
And I'm trying to, I was looking through this document trying to find it, but there is a place in there that says, look, if the government takes anything from you, like in your business,
eminent domain,
if they're shutting you down, they're limiting your hours. It's been 10 p.m., which is ridiculous. Now they're limiting when you can be open and closed. They're taking away from you. They have to pay you for that. Pay you. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, yeah, compensate.
Compensate.
And here's what I've been telling my business owner friends. If you're a business owner, if someone in your family owns a business here in Oregon or all across the nation, and you've been hindered by local or your statewide mandates, track your loss. Track your loss.
Yes.
Track your losses of business. The bottom dollar line. If you've been in business for a while and you can compare from last year, look from even day to day, you know, the same day last year, what did you make? Track your losses. Then also track the expense of staying open. What have you had to pay in additional cleaning staff?
In plexiglass.
Plexiglass. All of those.
Signage,
moving your.
Security to walk around telling people to keep their masks over their
nose.
All
of those things.
Yep.
Add it together, because that's the cost of doing business and the loss of doing business under these guidelines. And again, I think there's going to be, it may be a couple of years down the road, but there's going to be some civil lawsuits. Mm-hmm. And I think, and I'm not an attorney.
No,
I'm a citizen that tries to stay informed. But it would make sense to me, Terry, that the governor, who's acting on her own behalf, she doesn't even have the legislature behind her.
And you have to
She is
that.
Acting That's on her own behalf, has in a sense, this expression's kind of funny, opened up her backside, like her dress is blown up. I don't think she wears dresses, but it's like she is vulnerable to personal lawsuit.
Yes. Absolutely.
And my understanding is this woman has grown in her wealth since she's been an elected official here. I'm saying she has money. And I think she's vulnerable. I don't know. Potentially, if she's taken from your business, what are you willing to do about it?
I'm even thinking about, how I make a living. Mm-hmm. I sell motorcycles. But I tell you what, I've been affected.
Because
if people can't go to their jobs and they can't work and they can't earn money, then buying a motorcycle is not a priority.
Mm-hmm.
So this BS has affected me.
Well, and when you listen to her talk, her being Governor Brown,
mm-hmm.
when you listen to Governor Brown talk, she tries to shift the blame. Well,
always
if Congress would just come out with another stimulus package.
If they would just give
package,
us a whole bunch of money, we'd be fine.
If
no,
Congress would just
work.
Bail out my bad decisions of governing mm-hmm. for the last several years, forget that. No, it's not
let
up to Congress.
To
make some decisions. People are self-reliable. They want to work.
Yep.
They want to be able to mind their own business
yep.
and do their thing. Let them.
Yes.
And this whole idea of traveling now, this is a whole new area.
Oh, boy.
Where they're restricting our travel.
What are they going to do?
Well,
Pepos?
Yeah, between states
like?
And all of that, and saying that you must be mandated on a 14-day quarantine if you do travel
who's
anywhere and
that?
Well
nobody.
You know how she's enforcing that is through employers and they're this is how
don't
OHA
ask, don't tell.
Yes and so I want everybody to be alerted that if you are traveling
social media
mm-hmm,
stay off of it
be aware of that and how that mm-hmm. may affect your jobs because we just don't understand through the unions I don't think we comprehend
mm-hmm.
How those minions are at work and at
what
play.
What if they're tracking your phone?
Oh,
we know they are.
Well, yes. Yeah, so then turn it off, right?
Well, leave it. It's the craziest thing because even they say turning it off to pull in the SIM card, all that, it's still tracked.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how. I don't know how that works.
Well, and it's
an
interesting times that we live in, certainly. And again, not to be fear-mongering.
No.
These are facts that we think
stand
that we
up.
Need to look at. And going into the next hour, we want to talk a little bit about civil disobedience and what are you willing to do to stand against the grain and stand up for truth in this time that we live in. And certainly we are living in most interesting times, and it's interesting to discover how people are dealing with the stress and anxiety. And usually people that I know of, especially those of us that have loved ones and people that we know in the armed services or in police department, a lot of times working out is a stress relief, going to the gym and staying
healthy,
fit
yes.
and it's healthy. And I don't understand why they're closing those down. Gyms are the most, they're very clean.
They're constantly,
mm-hmm.
even before this, they got the spray, they're wiping off. Of course, people sweat,
And yes.
even the people that, the membership holders, we all clean our stuff.
Yep. And so we are wrapping up this hour. We're going to go into
hour.
The next hour.
Let us hear from you.
Give us a call. Join the conversation.
Yes.
503-589-1220. I had to look it up here.
You're all excited.
Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Wrapping up hour one, going into hour two. Join us in the conversation. Are you willing to stand against the mandates and stand with these restaurants and bars
yes.
and gyms and say, no, not on our watch? We'll get into the conversation
as
after this.
As we say in the South, moan back.
Come on back. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM.
And thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio KSLM. We're in hour two on this marvelous Monday. And I have Terry here with me.
Good morning.
We're having a great morning. Going over kind of stirring up the pot a little bit about what our constitutional rights are and talking about, you know, all the fear and the threats and all of this. And it was interesting. I was talking to one of our gals that had come to the rally on Saturday down here at the Capitol and had a great conversation with several of you that showed up. Thank you so much for supporting and being a part of a wonderful exercise of liberty and freedom that is still guaranteed under our constitutional rights. And, you know, I had an opportunity early on this year. I think it might have been in May, right around my birthday. And Terry was working on the weekend, and I said, you know, it's my birthday. I want to go to the coast. And I went up to Seaside, and they were doing an open up Oregon rally. And it was really the first time I ever visually saw Antifa. And there wasn't really any trouble brewing, really. They just were holding up signs and, you know, in their dark cladness or whatever. And you know, the thing that I just shake my head and or scratch my head and just go in awe of this whole group that have all this energy and they're anti-fascist, and yet their behavior themselves is very fascist-like. You know, that they bully and they want
the
and
fascist more.
And it's an interesting thing because I think you know, whenever I've learned this early, of course I've got a background in sociology, and I've monitored and looked at different groups of people and what's their passion and what they look at, and I maintain that there's always things to learn, right? And that's why I'm a big one about history. And it's like, what is their identity, and what are they coming, you know, together for? And I think they truly believe that they're going to solve the racism problems and the trouble out there. And that you hear the word systematic racism and all of these different words, and they really believe that. I mean, I think that they really, but by doing it in an aggressive, violent way. And last week, Bill had a great point. Bill Sunderland was here with Country Financial, and he said, he asked us here in the studio on Friday, he said, who killed Martin Luther King? And we're like, I don't know. And his point was, you know, violence never makes history. You know, people don't remember. They remember through peaceful action, mm-hmm. changing history. And that to me is a profound thing. So what can we do as a people peacefully, mm-hmm. peacefully, to cause a pause and to look at how this oppression has really caused such trouble here in Oregon? And then I think about the Bible times, and I think about the times of Moses and how many times he would go to the Pharaoh and appeal, like, let my people go, right? And then there was this huge, a lot of pestilence, a lot of trouble in the land and all of that. And finally, he was convinced through
that.
Was
it the words of Moses that got his people, or was it those plagues that got his people free?
Well, and he was trying to warn him, like, if you don't let us go, this is what's going to happen. And so what can we do is the question that I throw out there, and we're opening up the phone lines. What can we do as a people to stand strong and say, no, not on our watch? And we're going to open up the phone lines. And I believe we have our friend Baron on the line with us today. Good morning, Baron. Thank you for waiting. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good, Baron.
I had the opportunity a couple of years ago to listen to Franklin Graham, which is Billy Graham's son. He was on a tour of Oregon, and interestingly enough, it was promoted as Portland, but Multnomah County is just communist enough that they would not allow him in there, so he did his rally in Canby, mm-hmm. and he made a profound statement. He warned us 2 years ago of what Governor Brown would do to this state. He said, be careful that you don't suck into her control tactics. And that was August, a year and a half ago. And here we are, you know, in the middle of this. And I've been listening to you guys all morning, and it breaks my heart because most of your listeners know that our organization tries to rally around people. Tonight, in Albany, at the Pizza Hut, is a fundraiser to help a lady who's battling lung cancer, and now we're being told, don't go to restaurants. Mm.
Yeah, another unfortunate
thing. And I'm just pleading with people, do as many online orders as you can through Pizza Hut in Albany and Corvallis, and make them deliver pizzas and tell Governor Brown, we're not going to stand for this. We're supporting this lady.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's exactly the heart of it, is that it's breaking down our community and our ability to get beside one another, to continue to meet for good causes. And certainly it's causing people to be on edge. Stress moving into the holidays, you know, people being laid off right now. And I think of the single mom that I met last week at the restaurant, and who was so thankful to get back to work, and has, you know, she's trying to juggle her working her job and schooling her child, and it's just been difficult.
No,
it's been really
gosh.
Difficult.
I mean, this is a
Yeah, so your point is good, Maren. Thank you so
Thank
much
you,
for
Ben.
Joining the conversation this morning. We're opening up the phone lines this morning, and we're going to the next caller. Good morning. Who do we have with us today?
Gosh, I don't know. Who do you have?
You didn't pop up. There you are, Art. How are
good
you?
Good morning, Art.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Talk to us a little bit, Art, about some ideas that you have that
we can.
We need some wisdom on what can we do to stand against the tyrant.
Well, it's all about accountability, and there's a double standard in Oregon and throughout our great country that our leaders aren't held accountable for their actions. They aren't held accountable to follow the rule of law, the Constitution. And it's been going on way too long. And until we end that, and they're actually held accountable, you know, things absolutely are not going to change. There's so much hypocrisy, you know, and, well, let's just say the word evil.
Yes.
Because this is a battle of good and evil, you know, and obviously the Bible talks about that. And our country was based on religion. That's why the Constitution is such a powerful document, you know, we don't follow it, and our leaders get away with violating it, and there's no repercussions.
Well,
and therefore we continue to go down the path that we're going down.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this thing with the election, you know, the news media and the Democrats saying, oh, well, there was no fraud.
Mm-hmm.
There was no this. You don't have any proof. Well, they got all these affidavits, you know, and all these kind of things. But if they're not held accountable, then, you know, evil's going to keep doing what evil does.
And
so it all comes down to that.
We
have to find a way. Now, I think Trump, you know, getting judges who are traditionalists, who follow the Constitution, who believe in the Constitution, will definitely help. But we're getting a lot of pushback from the people who want to be tyrants over us, do not want to give us our rights. And, you know, just like right now, I'm going through a situation where the state of Oregon says that we as blind people in this program that are in don't have the right to file a group complaint, even though the First Amendment says we have the right to protest. And stuff like that. And this garbage goes on all across the country. The double standard has to stop, and we got to find a way to make it stop. Now, of course, our great President Trump has tried to drain the swamp, to hold people accountable, to the Constitution, the rule of law. But yeah, it's a difficult battle.
Well, Art, have you had a chance when you have you called into Kate Brown's office at all and complained directly?
The AG's office, the quote unquote governor's office, is well aware of it, but they don't care.
Well, here's,
you know, it's like we can do, and this is true, and that's why I say it's hypocrisy and a double standard. We can do whatever we want to because we're in charge.
Well, and no governor has unlimited power, as this governor seems to believe she does. And I think we need to politely call her office in a campaign and tell her that we believe in freedom. And I think I'm going to put today, I'm going to put some phone numbers up, and I think we're going to call her office. In fact, her phone number is 503-378-4582. And we're going to tell her that we live in a free society and in a representative government, and she does not have unlimited power, and that we believe in freedom. And if we continue to do that with our governor, with all of our elected leaders, even our state leaders, and we do it and, until they get tired
they
of
all
that.
They swore to uphold the Constitution, period.
Yep, they gave an oath of office, and they violated that. And if we all certified copied them that they violated their oath to the people and we serve them, I think there are some things that we can do that continue to show that we're resisting their authority through numbers and through our grassroots effort. I know we won't see it immediately, but I still think the power is in the people. And I think that there's things that we can do. At least we know that we're doing something. And I think there's going to be in the next few days some groundswell of people doing something. Don't you, Art?
Well, I think that does need to happen, Stacy. But, you know, and I don't think it's wrong to call her office.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to gather as citizens and do things like file ethic complaints, to file complaints with the Secretary of State, because then they have obligation to investigate and stuff like that.
I think you're right, Art. We're going to a break now. Thank you for joining the conversation. Great to hear from you. You're listening to God Bless You, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, enjoying such a wonderful conversation this morning about we the people. The power is in the people, and we can make a difference. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more on how we can call the governor in this group effort. We'll be back after this.
Good morning. It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with my favorite person.
There you go.
Terry.
Everybody's favorite.
We're having fun on this Monday morning, and certainly kind of talking about our what can we do and where do we go from here. And it's easy to get stirred up and upset, but how we channel that information and that energy into something positive that effectively gets us results. And I have been saying in the last couple weeks and even the last several months, I know that there has been some legal work and attempts, and we thought maybe here in Oregon in our own courts, in our Supreme Court. But as we are learning, there are so many key people that have been placed there by Governor Brown strategically that they all line up with her. And so we almost need to get out of the local area into the federal courts. Cases that say that we are not getting equal protection under the law. And certainly, I'm curious, I know there's been some bold, brave pastors, and I know that there is a school in Hermiston who is certainly talking about that, because it feels like Governor Brown is picking winners and losers. And now with the bars and the restaurants and the gyms, and now this time they did say they're reducing the capacity of some of these other retail places, but the big box stores, they're benefiting by this because everything else has been so closed down. You know, they're having record numbers and retail sales and things. And I challenge and I implore our listeners to look at doing some things differently this holiday season. Perhaps gift cards from local businesses, supporting our local restaurants with, you know, if they're going to be closed for the next couple of weeks, maybe they have gift cards we can purchase now and that will buy food later, you know, and things. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know if that benefits them or not, but I'm just trying to figure out.
Takeout food, right?
Yes, if they have the capacity to do so.
My friend
owns five, it's the Culver's chain. Maybe they own more than that, seven or so. This family back in South Dakota, when they were just doing drive-through, and again in South Dakota they didn't lock down, but the chains, sometimes these franchises, make the decisions, right, and the local owners have to follow through to stay open. So they just did drive-through. It was a break-even. Yeah. It was not, you know, when you have the dine-in and the drive-through, and you only can do so much in a drive-through, right? And so it's these folks are losing incredible money. When you think about the charitable work that they do,
that's right.
This time of year, a lot of our organizations and our nonprofits depend on toys for tots,
things like
that. Oh yes,
they're
even at
really getting stunted.
Salem Harley Davidson. I just want to shout out to Mark and the crew and you there, Terry. And every year, the Lita Motorcycle Group and several of the local Hog Chapter, they get together and all year long they raise funds.
That's right.
All year long to benefit families at Christmas with toys and clothing and things like that. And they've set up the tree in faith again that people will show up, but they're not doing the toy runs and they're not able to do the gatherings and the food and the chili feeds and things like that would raise funds to purchase these things. And so I want to get, maybe you can talk to Mark today, Terry, and we'll get Mark and find out kind of, maybe we'll read some of these families on the air where we can get these children sponsored and get the information out to our listeners.
Our public is so good out there. We saw what they did with the fire. Mm-hmm. Folks that, you know, had difficulty there, they overgave on food and things.
Oh, yeah.
We have a fantastic folks out here in the Valley.
And on that note, I want to say we're still doing our Supermarket Saturday as of right now at Safeway on Center Street here in Salem. We're doing our Supermarket Saturday on the 21st from 9 a.m. to 4, where you can drop off your food and visit with us. The staff, Terry Soule and I, will be there broadcasting. In fact, Terry's going to do a show on Saturday from down there, so it'll be a lot of fun. And if you have something going on, an outreach, maybe your church nonprofit event, and you want to get the word out, please send it to me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. We'd love to partner in promoting that to you. Also, in December, I am looking for you to nominate your favorite nonprofit organization. Now, if it lines up with our values, we certainly would like to highlight and maybe even interview them as we move into December is like the most charitable month, typically. In fact, as a nonprofit leader, right at Thanksgiving through the end of the year is the most giving time of the year, where people are looking at their taxes and what they've made and all of that, and they're like, oh, we need to be really charitable the end of the year.
That's right.
So what we want to do here, and what I want to do in the morning show, is I want to meet these nonprofit leaders, and I want to hear about their outreaches in our community, whether it be homeless, soup kitchen. You know, we've had United Way on here. We've had several of the organizations, but we want to highlight and interview and tell their story. So nominate your nonprofit that you love and that you support and tell me why. And send me that email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news.
Yay, good stuff.
Yes, and businesses that are partnering with nonprofits. You know,
right,
if you're a business owner and you're partnering, we want to hear about
that's right. We want to promote you for, you know, helping these folks
yes,
out.
Yes, and that's what it's all about. We think the hokey pokey is what it's all about.
I love when you say that.
This is what it's all about. In fact, that's
I just like the words hokey pokey. Makes me smile. You cannot say hokey pokey and not smile.
And do it with a scorned face, right?
Oh,
you just can't.
Gosh,
and I love it. I've said that a long time ago. And we think the hokey pokey is what it's all about. Nope. Being there for one another.
Yeah.
showing true humanity that we care.
Given the gift of kindness.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about that, too, as we move through the next week, how to increase kindness and how to pay it forward. We're going to talk about some opportunities that we have there.
You know, our first hour today, I'm just as frustrated as everybody else mm-hmm. is and with the election, and it gets me down and it gets me kind of upset. But I sure like talking about the people giving and you know, charitable events and those warm fuzzies. We need some of that to kind of equal out the negative that's going on.
And you hear me say this over and over, it's easy to curse the darkness and point out all of the big gaping holes in society, but it's even better to say this is what we can do about it, and this is how we can equal
let's busy ourselves with doing good. Mm-hmm. You won't have time to think about the bad stuff.
That's exactly right. And certainly when we're having pity party about ourselves and what's going on in our life.
I don't go to those parties.
It's easy to do, especially when you're isolated and at home and you can't do those other pick-me-up things that you like to do, like our dance lessons and things like that that we love doing. It's easy to feel bad or sorry for ourselves. But it's proven over and over again, if we get our eyes off ourselves and start looking towards others and what we can do to serve our neighbor, help her in the door with all of her packages, or buy someone a new tire, do something, an act of kindness for someone else, all of a sudden, it's not so bad anymore. It's incredible.
Job.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this marvelous Monday, my friend. Give us a call. Join the conversation. What's on your mind? What's something fun and kind we can do for others around us? 503-589-1220. We'll be back after this. Good morning together on this wonderful Monday. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, reminding you that our website is KSLM.news. Our Facebook right now is KSLM Radio. We're looking at other opportunities and other platforms to upload our information to and stay connected with you. As we know, so many folks have been losing their Facebook pages. In fact, I know for a fact that some of the information that I was sharing over the weekend and certainly some of the news items that I've been sharing, like from Epoch Times, has been limited by Facebook.
Whoa.
And people aren't getting access. It's not showing up in their streams. And I've had people tell me this. So we're going to investigate some of those other opportunities to stay connected. And that's really kind of the key during this season is keeping the news flowing, countering the misinformation that's mm-hmm. out there with the facts. I've got Terry in the studio with me.
Good morning.
And it's 8:36. We're going to open up the phone lines, and we continue to talk about ways that we can let our voices be heard and, in a sense, stand against the tyranny that's going on in our government. Let's open up our phone lines. Good morning to you. Who do we have on the line with us today?
Hey, this is Jeff Kubler. I was on last week.
Hi, Jeff.
Oregon State and Freedom.
Yes, let's talk about some things that people can do today.
Well, I think everyone should pick up the phone and call the governor's office. You've given the number. Anybody who wants to help me at Oregon Faith and Freedom, I have actually designed a little project here to get people to connect with the governor's office. I can use this question. Do you agree or disagree with the governor's new order that starts on November 18th and extends to December 2nd, ordering all Oregonians to limit their Thanksgiving family get-togethers to 6 people or less, commanding you to wear a mask at all times, even in your home, requiring you to stay at home for the 2-week period, closing all restaurants for dine-in, reducing your church attendance to just 25 people, and closing your gym? And if they give the right kind of response, I will actually direct them to what's called a patch-through call. And this is what the liberals do all the time, is, when they have something going on they don't like, they motivate their people to make their voices heard. And this is something we need to learn, too. And oftentimes, whenever there's a measure passed in some state, a lot of the responses is stirred up by something like this. So
mm-hmm.
if people want to go to OregonFaithAndFreedom.org and make a donation, I'll turn it into this kind of thing that will begin to make life difficult for our governor as she hears back from everyone who is unhappy about her, the fact that she's not acting as a governor. She's acting as a dictator.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff,
we don't have.
You make such a great point in that, you know, it's easy to sound off on social media and just, you know, say that we're dissatisfied and we're upset and all of that. But what I've learned years ago, and this is before even social media, is there's such a power still in a phone call or in an email message, you know, that we flood the phone lines, even in Congress. You know, when that happens, usually people don't think it resonates. These elected officials don't understand how it resonates until they start hearing the numbers. Mm. And I learned a long time ago, working in Oregon, we had a governor by the name of Governor Janklow, and he would say many times to those coming to him with an issue, where is your army? Where are your people? Don't bring me an issue unless you back it up with people that this is affecting or that mm-hmm. they want the change. Just, you know, it's one thing for you to want something to be changed, but where are your people? And here is an effective way that we can truly make a difference. And I love how you're organizing around this, Jeff, so that we can come to the governor and we can say, and call her office and say, look, you don't have, you know, you're restricting my freedom and my liberty in business, in livelihood, all of those things. Again, that phone number is 503-378-4582. And what's the message, Jeff, we need to tell her?
We need to tell her that she's overstepped her capabilities, that she's the governor. Yes, she can encourage and ask people to limit their interactions, but she has no, she had a 20-day period for an emergency order, but without some enabling legislation, we have a representative government. None of our representatives have met to discuss what can be done.
Exactly.
To help this, and she has gone way beyond. She's been enabled by her own self-appointed judiciary to continue this, but we have a free society. She is restricting religious freedoms. You notice that this is, in a sense, a Christian holiday. Who are we giving thanks to?
Mm-hmm.
We're giving thanks to our God who's provided us this wonderful country, and she doesn't want us to do that. And if people want to help, go to OregonFaithAndFreedom.org and make their tax credit donation, remembering that, you know, that first $50 or $100 is a credit off your state income taxes, not a deduction. So, you know, everyone in Oregon who pays taxes should say, and the reality is only 6% of the people do this.
Mm-hmm.
Out of every 100, there's 94 people who have $50 sitting in their pocket they could use to help a PAC do something like this. And I would love to just give her a steady drone of calls all week long into the next week, you know, with people explaining this is, you've overstepped your boundary. You know, regardless of what's going on, you don't have the power to do this. Where's our legislature? Well, you know, why haven't you called them into some session to discuss this? You had a 28-day period to do something. You're beyond that, and what you're doing is wrong.
Well, and I think it's time for Oregonians to pull up the Oregon Constitution and our national constitution, because I hold in my hand, Jeff, and this was signed on February 18th, 2015, and it was filed on February 23, 2015, the State of Oregon Oath of Office. I, Kate Brown, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Oregon, and I will faithfully discharge the duties of governor according to the best of my ability. Signed, Kate Brown. She is violating this sworn oath of office.
And this is a very, very serious thing.
Very serious against the people. And so I'm sorry, but an emergency clause that was supposed to be a 28-day emergency clause now 8 months later, right, Jeff, is not authority. And we have something that we need to do about it.
Well, what she's done, now this goes against Title 18 U.S. Code Section 2381, which says, when in the presence of two witnesses to the same overt act or in an open court of law, if you fail to timely move to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States and honor your oath of office, you are subject to the charge of capital felony treason. And upon conviction, you'll be taken by the posse to the nearest busy intersection at high noon, hung by the neck until dead. The body to remain in state until dusk as an example to anyone who takes his oath of office lightly. This is a very serious thing.
Very interesting. Amen. Woo. And so what are we, the people, going to do about it?
That's right.
Here's an opportunity first to alert her that we do not stand with her on this, and that she's overstepped her boundaries, certainly, and that we need to come together. We need to give her a call. Jeff, I thank you again. What's the website that people can get involved?
OregonFaithAndFreedom.org.
Okay.
All spelled out.
FaithAndFreedom.org. And we can give Governor...
Oregon Faith and Freedom,
yes. And we can give the governor a call, 503-378-4582, and let her know she's overstepped her boundaries in our freedom and our liberties. Thank you, Jeff, for joining
you,
the
Jeff.
Conversation right, this morning.
You.
We're continuing the conversation and really stirring up an opportunity here to get engaged, get involved. Our businesses, again, being shut down by Governor Brown, and all of this to say a virus that is out of hand or increasing. They keep saying
talking about the numbers going up.
The numbers going up, but I do want to say that the last report that I got was 800.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gone from like 1,200 to 1,000, now 800.
Didn't we talk to someone that was in the hospitals, and they're like, no,
we're not being overcrowded. And here's the other thing that people are starting to do. They're starting to call hospitals around the state and finding out about their protection, what do they have for their gear, how many people are there, all of these things. People are starting to stir and ask the questions, and we're going to compile all of this information and move with the facts towards some, we need some resolution. We need to stand up and say, no, not on our watch. So not only do we have all of this control going on regarding the virus, but then we also have the election stuff going on in our state and around the nation. So this week's going to be a pretty big week.
Mm-hmm.
And again, friends, what you and I can do about it is we can stay engaged, we can get connected, and I encourage you to do these things. And if you're not sure where to start, you know, by listening, share with your friends and family about this radio station. Certainly our Facebook page, KSLM Radio, our website, KSLM.news.
Email us, call us, get involved.
Yep, and on our website, KSLM.news, there is local stories and national stories. So if you want to know what's happening in the minute, you can click on that and see them underneath of our podcasts and things. You can share these podcasts with your friends and family. We are putting up our podcasts on our website so you can go and grab those links and share them on your social media and with your friends and family. Some people are going back to email and doing email blasts. We are going to start an email newsletter here from the radio station to stay connected with you. And if that's something you're interested in, we'll have a link to that pretty soon so that you can just sign on to that. But we are trying to do the best we can do to stay connected.
We're going to power through this. We're going to get on the other side. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be knowledgeable. And this won't happen again.
Yes, we need to stand strong, and we need to say not on our watch, and certainly ramp up our prayers. And I know that many people are disappointed with the lockdown again of the churches. You know, to say down to 25 people in a church, most churches are, you know, 100 or so. You know, to be that 26th person.
To do a number instead of a capacity like they did.
Yes.
Walmart and such.
Yeah, and,
grocery stores.
And yet you can go to Costco or Lowe's and all of that. Maybe we just need to start holding church at the state capitol. I don't know.
We're at Costco.
Or
come
maybe
on.
We could do Thanksgiving at the state capitol this year. What do you think? You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Terry and I hanging out, kind of walking through the news of the day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning.
I'm stepping on my way.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. It's 8:50 in the morning already. Time sure goes fast when we're having so much fun, right? Terry?
Yeah. Sorry, I was reading.
I certainly know that our weather today, here's something we can count on, right? When we talk about the weather and the rain and what you say, scattered, splattered, right?
Well, you know, scattered, splattered is mostly a showery precept.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And what we have is, and showery by definition is intermittent. So it comes on and off and on and off, like thunderstorms pushing through. But what we have is a more stratiform in this area.
Okay.
So it's a continuous rain. Now, scattered, splattered, it does, you know, of course, you look on the radar and you see there's some hit and miss. I mean, mm-hmm. a couple of blocks away, it's raining. So I guess you could still use it if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a little warmer, which is nice. 63 is expected for a high today, even with the rain and cloudy. And then towards the weekend, again, temperatures remaining in the 50s. I love how consistent it is, really. It's not the highs and lows that I've experienced in South Dakota. But I know for planning purposes, I always like to look ahead a few days. That's the mom in me, you know, how to dress appropriately and make sure the kids are all ready for school. And right now, parents, you know, with learning from home and are going just a few days a week and things, it's kind of interesting times. I wanted to shout out to Bill Sunderland this morning. He joined us in the studio last Friday, and it was a really great discussion. And I want to say, Bill, thank you for being a morning show sponsor. He is with Sunderland Agency, Country Financial. And again, if you are needing any kind of advice or help in regards to your insurance needs, financial planning, all of that, Bill is your guy. Give him a call, 503-885-0789, or go to SunderlandAgency.com. Continuing the conversation, and you know, last segment, I talked a little bit about this oath of office. Oath of office is so very, very important that our elected leaders take. And whether it be the dog catcher or the city council or the commission, the elected officials in our state house, our representatives, our senators, representatives in D.C., and certainly our governor and our president of the United States, they solemnly swear to uphold and support the Constitution of the United States, and they solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the state that they're running, right? And so Governor Brown has done this. And I think there's something to this, my friends, and for our attorney friends that are listening this morning, and those that work in the legal system, I think you're aware of this. You know, when you take an oath, when you violate that, why have them take an oath if they're not going to follow it, right? And so we need our constitutional people that know the Constitution and know how it affects our day-to-day lives. Now, later on this week, I hope to have a gal by the name of Chris Ann, and she'll be on air with us. And she has a national show. She's a constitutional attorney, and I want to talk to her about some of these things that we're facing this day in, day out. It's a crisis, in a sense, a constitutional crisis. We have these foundational tools, and they're not being followed. And what's the relief? What's the reprieve for the people? Now, I again know, and I have watched this and witnessed and been a part of grassroots movements in the past that change laws and hold people accountable. And certainly some of the biggest disobedience things in our history is what Martin Luther King did. And people did sit-ins, and they did it nonviolently to draw attention to the unequal protection under the law. And certainly we've seen effective momentum. And the worst of it, of course, was in China, in the square there, where mm-hmm. there was civil disobedience and the government came down on him, and many people, their lives were lost. But when you think about our future generations, you think about our children and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, Terry, you know, we think when they look back and say, well, where was Ma and Pa during this time?
Right. What right? did you do?
What did we do?
I can imagine, said they actually said you had to wear a mask in your own house. Mm. Did you just laugh at them? What did you guys do about that? You know, where are we going to be with that? It's ridiculous, and I can't imagine us conforming to that and say, yeah, well, the government, you know, the governor said we had to do it, so mm-hmm. we sure did it.
Yes.
I'm not doing that.
Well, and then go along to get along, you know, nope. Even the mask mandate, it's like you and I have complied when we flew because we wanted to get to where we're going.
Right.
And we've complied when we're in our friend's business because we don't want her to get in trouble right. and fined, you know, and we want her to have her lifestyle.
Forced, not fear.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know. It's just, it gets me crazy.
I know. And so it's good to hear from you, friends, and what you're doing about this. And are you going to get together for Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
How's this going to affect your life? We'd love to hear from you. Yep. Send us an email. Give us a quick call.
One of the things that's real fun, with the Thanksgiving and people trying to figure out what to do, because there are several people who are in the area that maybe kind of like you and I, we have a little bit of family around, but they're going to be with their families.
Right.
And what to
we're
do
sort
on
of displaced,
th- what are
aren't
we going to do on Thanksgiving? Well, we potentially have something planned for Thanksgiving,
well, we
a community
help.
Event.
Yeah.
We're not sure where
we
we'll find
to
out.
Volunteer with that,
mm-hmm.
but don't even know
not
if it's
sure
going to happen.
Not sure if that's going to happen. There was an effort to help families affected by fire, and it was
yes.
a community effort on Thanksgiving we'd been invited to be a part of, but now with all of this, we don't know
yeah.
how this is all going to play out for sure. But our friend Ken Carey with the baked and loaded potatoes,
potato
right?
truck.
Someone had put out on Salem Eats about, where can we go? Just for two people, we don't need a bunch of food, mm-hmm. but where can we go to order? And he's doing a bacon loaded, like a turkey potato. I don't even know. Ken, correct me. You can call in, Ken, if you'd like, and correct us on what it's called. But
I
thought,
that's going to fly.
How clever. How clever is that? You know, maybe that's something
turkey.
You and I can order.
Turkey tater.
A big old spud with turkey.
Yeah.
And dressing and gravy on it. That makes sense. It's
Ooh,
all in
you're
there.
You're making me hungry.
I know. It's time for breakfast almost,
That's
isn't
right.
it? So if you know some creative things people are doing for Thanksgiving, I think that would be pretty cool. Do you have a fun Thanksgiving memory?
Cranberry sauce.
Cranberry sauce?
Whenever do you eat cranberries outside of Thanksgiving?
At Christmas? I don't know. Good question.
Always with a turkey, though. It just goes better. You kind of squish it in there a little bit.
Well, I know last night, the salad I made you had cranberries on it.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
It was good.
Yeah. So they're very good for you, for sure. Do you have a memory?
Are they grown around here? Where does the cranberry come from?
It's like a raisin, I think.
Oh, my.
I don't know. Good question. You ask me these difficult questions. You think I have the answer for everything
You're
or
pretty
what?
Smart.
You know? So you have a good memory of Thanksgiving, like a time coming back from college or when you served in the military?
My grandma always made pies. My gosh. And then she would put meringue on the top. All of you know what meringue is. It's that fluffy stuff. Now, of course, in the South, we called it calf slobbers. So it'd have calf slobbers on there. I don't know if anyone's ever
That's
used
funny.
A milk bottle to feed a calf, but they slobber a lot. So.
Oh, my.
Yeah, meringue.
So you
That's
love
my
the meringue pie.
Yeah, well, the meringue on top of it. And she would make like 12.
Wow.
All these pies. We would have what we call a buffet. People don't use those anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a big chest of drawers. And it's where you kept your silverware and plates and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
That.
It wasn't the buffet because it was food all laid out.
No, it wasn't. No, it was the piece of furniture was called a buffet.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Yes. Yeah. So you'd have a great memory of getting together
and would you
go over the hill and through the woods, right?
That's right. To grandma's.
We've enjoyed our time with you this morning, my friends. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Thank you, Terry.
Get your Constitution out. Read
yes,
it.
Get the
Carl
Constitution.
Miller. Watch it.
And, of course, I'll say get your Bible out as well. These are the days of Daniel. Mm-hmm. Yep. We can do it, friends. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Remember to like us on Facebook, KSLM Radio. On our email, you can send me an email, stacy@ksLM.news. And on our website, kslm.news, we will have this podcast later on. Share with your friends and family. Have a wonderful day. Over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing, you and I, we're overcomers.